WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Today's meeting of the Texas A&M Board of Regents includes almost $75 million of construction projects on the flagship campus.
The regents are being asked to spend $5 million to reduce flooding. Drainage improvements are designed to help keep water from getting in the YMCA, Bocker, and Commons buildings. Repairs will be made to the Polo Field Detention Pond Dam, which failed a state inspection 2 years ago. That project includes removing 50 trees from the dam. And a creek running behind the Physical Education Activity Program building will be stabilized in order to prevent further erosion. $5.5 million is the price tag for adding electric and thermal energy lines on West Campus to serve a proposed data center on Agronomy Road. The agenda also includes next year's tuition and fee schedule for all A&M system schools and an update on implementing a consultant's recommendation to save $131 million on the flagship campus. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M is among the state universities that will again ask lawmakers to approve tuition revenue bonds. The Austin American-Statesman reports A&M hopes to borrow $85 million for a biocontainment lab to study disease-causing organisms and $90 million for a new classroom building and renovations. Those bonds would be paid back by future tuition revenue. Last year, lawmakers couldn't agree on how to distribute projects, and Governor Perry declined to add bonds to any of the three special sessions. Bryan police are not saying whether money was recovered from a bank robbery Wednesday afternoon, but they did announce the arrests of a pair of 24-year-old local men. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the holdup at Prosperity Bank on Texas near Highway 21 took place shortly after an SUV was stolen at gunpoint from the parking lot of the Dollar General store on MLK.
Officers find the stolen vehicle on Old Curtin, and it was unoccupied. So officers came into the area and we have detained two subjects.
Jamario Butler of College Station and Jarrell Johnson of Bryan were each charged with four counts of aggravated robbery. McKeithen says no one was injured in either holdup. The sale of St. Joseph Health System has been completed to Catholic Health Initiatives. Technically called a transfer of sponsorship, Colorado-based CHI acquired Ohio-based Sylvania Franciscan Health. That includes St. Joseph's and two sister organizations in Ohio. CHI anticipates that substantially all Sylvania employees will retain their current positions. How quickly three changes are implemented to the Bryan City Charter is not known. Mayor Jason Byinski was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs if the amendments can withstand a constitutional challenge.
Just depends. That may be a court that would decide that in the future.
Byinski says the city, in good faith, will implement the charter amendments, which it legally can, noting what he called ballot language that was poorly written. The day after Denton voters approved a ban on new fracking permits, the Texas Oil and Gas Association has taken the city to court. The gas fields under Denton have produced $1 billion in mineral wealth and pumped more than $30 million into the city bank accounts. A lawyer for the trade group has asked for a prompt and authoritative answer on its request for an injunction to stop the ban from being enforced. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 58 degrees. And nearly 3 inches of rain over the past 2 days, which is wrapping up just about now. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:09 now, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, and time to bring you the forecast brought to you by Normandy Tractor.
Showers will gradually come to an end today, but we'll have lots of leftover cloudiness. Temperatures today about 65 to 70. It'll become partly cloudy across the region overnight. Lows will fall back to 50. Nice day tomorrow, mostly sunny. Certainly going to feel like November with high temperatures only around 65. We're clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 45. During Saturday, we'll start with sunshine, but clouds will increase during the day, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Currently, we're parked at 58 degrees. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, along with Zach Taylor and Patrick Zeinert. We comprise the Infomaniacs with a plus one this morning. And Abby Johnson is here from the city of Bryan, and she's the communications lady. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks.
Can you get a little closer to that for me?
Okay.
There you go. Before we hop into that, you're dressed up nice. But we're in a place here where we're kind of allowed, because nobody ever sees us. There's a reason we're in radio. We get to dress fairly casually. You know, you have casual Fridays and stuff like that. They say about a third now have decided that casual work every day is fine. 34% of people that go to work don't have to wear a suit, tie, or any of that anymore.
Saves a little money on the outfit.
Really kind of surprised me. The survey found 48% of people think the day of people wearing suits to work are numbered, and soon enough, every office will be casual, or at least business casual.
Oh, the millennials, they're taking over.
Except for banking, insurance, and law, who are still likely to wear suits because they got it.
Absolutely.
So, Abby, what's going on with the city of Bryan?
Well, there's a lot going on with the city, but there's something in particular I want to let people know about. We are holding a Best of Bryan photo contest that is running from now until the end of December, December 31st. You can submit up to 6 photos. You don't have to be a professional photographer. Amateurs and professionals are invited to send in their photos. We've made this contest easy. It's free. You can email your photos in to the city. If you go on the city's website, bryantx.gov, all of the contest rules and particulars, everything you need to know about this contest is on bryantx.gov.
Do you need to be a resident?
You do not need to be a resident, but the photo needs to be taken in the city of Bryan.
Okay.
Whether that's downtown, fabulous downtown, or your backyard, it doesn't matter as long as it's the city of Bryan. It's also open to kids under 17. If you have a little one in your family that thinks they would like to try their hand at photography, let them use your phone and snap some photos. We've gotten some great photos that were snapped on smartphones. So go ahead and let them shoot away and see what they can do. We have categories: best of the city, best in the parks, best of sports, and best by youth. I've always been amazed at how powerful a photo can be, how it can tell a story in a glance. And I really encourage the public to see if they can tell us their stories about Bryan, about home, and send those photos our way. The winners will be announced in February, and we're going to have a exhibit on the first floor of the city building showing all the winners of the contest. And once that is decided, then we are going to open up the contest to the community via Facebook. So everyone in the community will be able to decide what photos are their favorite photos. And I think that's a really fun element of this. They may decide a whole different group of winners than our panel of judges decide.
And they get a guided tour by Jason Smiansky for the win? Is that what...
No,
I'm just kidding.
But actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we have some prepaid Visa cards for the winners. First place, second place, third place, $150, $100, $50. And okay, thanks. And so if you're like me, spend a little bit too much over the holidays, take some pictures, win a prepaid Visa card so you have a little bit of extra pocket.
So your holiday offset from the city of Bryan.
Yes, that's right. Like I said, all of the information about the contest and the rules are on our website. So take a look at those. Start shooting those photos and send them in, and we'll see what we get.
Very nice. And I know you guys have, because the city of Bryan does just a stack of stuff for Christmas.
A stack of stuff is right.
Well, I mean, literally, because you've got the downtown lighting and there's holiday magic. I mean, it's a ton of stuff.
It's a ton of stuff. We do it better in Bryan. Holidays, everything downtown is better in Bryan. We have the lights on downtown Bryan on November 21st, starts at 6 p.m. at Sale Park. And I think this is a great opportunity to officially start your holiday season. Bring the kids or the grandkids down. There's Christmas music, there's treats, there's drinks, there'll be a Christmas movie. Just a great way to say, okay, we're in.
Yeah.
The
it's now officially Christmas.
That's right. And those lights come on and it's a lot of fun, and it's free, and it's a great event. So we encourage everyone to come down and participate.
Well, and Holiday Magic has really exploded. I mean, you guys get the snow every
Holiday
year.
Holiday Magic is crazy. We truck in snow, and the kids go sledding. We have Santa Claus. We have train rides, sleigh rides. It's just crazy. And the kids just have a blast, and I actually think Mom and Dad have some fun, too. So we also have two Christmas parades. Brian, December 7th is the Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, and then the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade is on December 12th. These parades are a lot of fun, and I encourage you to come out and see the floats and see all the people, and it's just part of that whole holiday feel.
So we talked about Holiday Magic. What day is it, though?
Holiday Magic is December 4th.
Okay. And I assume all of this is on the website or soon to be on the website?
Yes, on or soon to be on. Holiday Magic starts at 5:30, and there's a free shuttle from Blinn College to Sue Haswell Park. So make your life easy. Get on the shuttle, get a ride to Sue Haswell, enjoy yourself, and then a ride back to your car.
One of the first opportunities is to see Santa Claus.
Yes. And, you know, get the kids excited early on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Anything else for us?
I think that covers it.
Thank you, ma'am, very much. Appreciate
Thanks
you coming
so much.
In, Abby. It is 8:16 now, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. And the community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Encouraging news from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A drop in the number of new claims for unemployment benefits suggests the job market is improving. The Labor Department counted 278,000 first-time applications, 10,000 fewer than the prior week. The four-week moving average of new claims is at a 14-year low. Another Labor Department report says worker productivity rose 2% in the third quarter. It was a bigger-than-expected pickup. Accelerated degree programs have not done well in the past, but the Wall Street Journal says some colleges are still betting students will want to cut costs and earn their bachelor's degrees in 3 years instead of the usual four. The drawback to three-year programs is they require students to give up things like social activities, athletics, and summer breaks. Wendy's quarterly numbers fell short of Wall Street forecast. The fast food chain had an adjusted profit of 8 cents a share on revenue of $512 million. Stock futures have turned higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work, like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Dealers.com.
Texas A&M won over ULM last Saturday. Final score 21-16. In that game, Brandon Williams, playing in his 21st game at Texas A&M, had his best game ever. Brandon rushing 19 times for a total of 71 yards, bettering 61 that he had against Vanderbilt back in the 2013 season. After the game, head coach Kevin Sumlin on Williams' performance.
Yeah, they loaded the box, and there were nine guys in there, and we had seven or eight and plus the ball carrier, but we just made the decision to try to run it. You know, when we needed to, the best thing about today was when we needed to do the things that we needed to do to win, we did them. You know, we were able to take time off the clock offensively and move the ball down the field, put them in a bad position and put it on our defense, and they stopped them.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin on Brandon Williams' performance against ULM. Aggies will play Auburn at their place on Saturday, 1:30 broadcast time on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:22. We'll take a look at your forecast, brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Considerable clouds today. There'll be some leftover showers this morning, but they will gradually wind down. Temperatures 65 to 70. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 50. During the day tomorrow's high pressure heads our way. We'll enjoy sunshine. Highs near 65. Quiet weather tomorrow night with clear to partly cloudy conditions across the region. Temperatures near 45. Saturday morning sun will give way to clouds. Highs are going to be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 59 with 96% relative humidity, easy for me to say, and winds out of the north at 9 miles per hour. Coming up, we'll visit with Kim Commando next.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making. Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Today, how ISIS and other terrorists spread propaganda on Twitter 90 times every minute. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Introducing the Commando Tab, the new Kim Commando personal tablet computer designed and created by Kim Commando. The Commando Tab is powered by the quad-core ARM Cortex-A7 1.3 GHz processor and 16 GB of storage for blazing speed. All your videos, photos, and apps are displayed on Commando Tab's large and vibrant, bright, high-resolution 10.1-inch touchscreen. And since the Commando Tab runs on the Android operating system, there are millions of apps to make your Commando Tab the best computer you've ever owned. Email, web browsing, shopping, photos, videos, Google Maps, stocks, news, weather, and more. It's all there. The Commando Tab is only $199. Pre-order today and get a one-year subscription to Kim's Club and $20 in Commando cash. That's a $100 value. The Commando Tab at shop.commando.com. The new Kim Commando personal tablet computer. That's shop.commando.com.
We all know that ISIS and other Islamic terror groups routinely exploit social media. But what we're just learning is the degree to which that they are using American-based companies to communicate. Consider that. By the time I finish this report, Islamic terror groups, ISIS, the Syrian Islamic Liberation Front, al-Nusra, and others will have posted to the world an additional 90 tweets. That's 90 tweets a minute, all day, every day, spreading propaganda and recruiting new members, especially teens and 20-somethings in America, France, and Britain. Robert Hannigan, one of Britain's highest-ranking intelligence officials, is chastising Twitter and other American companies for, and I'm quoting now, providing the command and control networks for terrorists and criminals. What's stunning in all of this is why Twitter and the others can't seem to find a way to stop the terrorists from using their service. Get all the breaking tech news at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let Two Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. Two Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KX HD. Join Lee Benson and Chris Vallejos every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KX HD. When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with the KX meteorologist on the KX Weather blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in for Scott DeLucia, who is vacationing today, and we'll take a look at your forecast here, brought to you by Normandy Tractor. We're looking at a 20% chance of rain right now. It looks like it's kind of drying up. We're starting to see the parking lots dry out just a little bit, and a high today of 73, clear and 48 for your overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 67, hanging at that 96% relative, I'm sorry, it's dropped down to 93% relative humidity. Woo! Good news for that. And winds we're looking at now out of the northeast at 12 miles per hour. Everybody knows what's not good for them, right? Smoking's not good for you. Drinking too much is not good for you. Everybody knows that texting while driving is not good for you and is dangerous. Tons of people do it anyway. In a survey of drivers who text daily, regardless of where they are, 98% said that they were aware of the dangers of texting behind the wheel. Nonetheless, three quarters of them admit to texting while driving. Two-thirds said they have read text messages while stopped at a red light or stop sign, which is why you have to honk your horn to people, while more than a quarter said that they have sent texts while driving. More than a quarter of those who text while driving believe that they're safe while doing it, like they're somehow above it.
That's, for some weird reason, I don't know why that's such a big deal that if you get a text, it's like you have to answer right away.
You have to feel it right that second.
And that's just kind of part of what's going on with today and in today's society and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely time and time again, it's proven that it's dangerous.
Well, they've got those, and I can't remember what it is now because I don't hashtag, but It's you post something to your social media and on your, you know, before you get in the car, it's like hashtag X or something like to tell people that you're actually getting in the car. So don't bother me. I'm driving.
Yeah.
Eh. I mean, I feel the compulsion to check it. If I feel, because I usually keep my phone on vibrate. And if I feel it go off in my pocket, I wait. And if there's a second buzz, that means it's a phone call. I'll probably answer that because the phone I feel a little more comfortable with. But other than that, you know, sometimes it gets a little annoying when they're rapid fire. And I think, golly, what's going on?
What the world's happening?
Exactly. But I think I'm pretty good about not pulling it out and checking.
Well, good for you. Me?
Yes. I like to live.
50-50?
Yeah.
I'll admit it. You know, I kind of, every now and then you glance down at it if something happens.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:30 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's find out what's going on with Patrick Ziner.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at the rest of your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Bryan police announced two arrests from two armed robberies Wednesday afternoon. Officer Kelly McKeithen says it began when an SUV was taken at gunpoint from the parking lot of the Dollar General store on MLK.
Then as they were responding to that call, we received another call a few minutes later of an aggravated robbery that had occurred at the Prosperity Bank at 1500 North Texas Avenue. And for those who don't have visual, it's not that far from the first location.
McKeithen says the SUV was found abandoned and damaged on Old Curtin Road. A short time later, two men were detained for questioning. That led to the arrests of 24-year-old Jarrell Johnson of Bryan and 24-year-old Jamario Butler of College Station. No one was hurt in either holdup. Police are not saying whether money was recovered from the bank robbery. Bryan voters this week overwhelmingly approved three changes to the city charter. Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the courts may decide the constitutionality due to the language of the amendments.
City of Bryan will in good faith implement all components of the charter amendments, which it legally can. Do understand that the ballot wording that was submitted by the circulators was poorly written and vague and ambiguous. So the city couldn't challenge the ballot wording upon the interpretations of the intent of the petition circulators, but they were required to utilize the ballot wording exactly as it was written.
Byinski wished the turnout, which was about 35% of registered voters, had been larger. It didn't take long for the Texas Oil and Gas Association to carry out its threat to challenge Denton's fracking ban in court. Just hours after voters approved the ban, the association is asking a judge to block the new law, and the association is bringing out the heavy artillery.
Former Texas Supreme Court Chief Justice Tom Phillips has weighed in and has, you know, argued that this particular ordinance is unconstitutional and that it won't stand up at the end of the day. So we're likely to see a long, lengthy legal battle.
Lawyer Brad Gildy won a suit in Wise County against the fracking industry. He says the matter will eventually be decided by the Texas Supreme Court, which has a history of siding with business. A national healthcare company now runs the St. Joseph Health System. St. Joseph's parent organization, Ohio-based Sylvania Franciscan Health, is the 13th acquisition for Colorado-based Catholic Health Initiatives. A joint news release states substantially all Sylvania employees will retain their current positions with CHI. The St. Joseph Health System employs 2,700 between the Bryan Hospital, rural hospitals in Navasota, Belleville, Caldwell, and Madisonville, two long-term care facilities, and more than 25 physician clinics in 10 counties. CHI, founded in 1996, has 93 hospitals in 18 states. Indicted Texas Governor Rick Perry will be in court today as his legal defense team attempts to have the two felony charges of coercion and abuse of power dismissed. One of the governor's lawyers, David Botsford, filed two motions to quash and challenge the oath taken by the Republican prosecutor.
We will continue to fight for the rule of law and for the governor's right and power to exercise his duties and to prevent the assault upon the Texas Constitution that this indictment creates.
Perry's accused of threatening to veto the budget of the state's Public Integrity Unit if its leader, Travis County DA Rosemary Lindbergh, a Democrat, didn't resign after her DWI conviction. She refused, and he cut the budget. Perry's opponents believe he was trying to prevent the unit from investigating his controversial Cancer Research Institute. The governor's lead attorney, Tony Busby of Houston, may not be by his side in court. That's because Busby is a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, which meets today in College Station. business includes and considering next year's tuition and fee schedule.
At the flagship, as revealed last week, a new student next year would pay an additional $124 a semester in tuition and another $2.32 a credit hour in fees for campus transportation. The Regents meeting also includes an update on the recent implementation of consultant recommendations designed to free up more than $13 million each year and another $3.5 million in one-time savings. Also on the agenda, almost $75 million in construction projects. At the top of the list, more than $53 million to replace the vet school's diagnostic laboratory. Administrators say the current lab, built in 1967, is antiquated to the point it jeopardizes biosafety and biosecurity and poses a threat to losing accreditation. Construction would start this January and open in the fall of 2016. And there's $10.5 million for a new student services building on West Campus who will be living in a new complex. The support building off of Horticulture Drive would include a convenience store, a cafeteria, and a community learning center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
State lawmakers will again be hearing from Texas A&M and other public universities about borrowing money for major construction projects. Last year, the legislature failed to approve almost $3 billion of tuition revenue bonds because there was no agreement on how to allocate the funding. The Austin American-Statesman reports more than 50 state schools have a wish list of $4.5 billion. A&M is looking for $90 million in a new classroom building and renovations and $85 million for a biocontainment lab to study disease-causing organisms. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session's absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you. There aren't any distractions, there's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Time to check the weather forecast at 8:38. Brought to you by Skyline Communications.
Considerable clouds today. There'll be some leftover showers this morning, but they will gradually wind down. Temperatures 65 to 70. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 50. During the day tomorrow, as high pressure heads our way, we'll enjoy sunshine. Highs near 65. Quiet weather tomorrow night with clear to partly cloudy conditions across the region. Temperatures near 45. Saturday morning, sun will give way to clouds. Highs are going to be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 96. It is 59.
Thank goodness you're wrong.
Here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yes, it did. Coming up in just a second, we'll visit with the gang from the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra here on News Talk 1620.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Mary Kenninger, the chief cook and bottle washer at the Brazos Valley Symphony. How are you?
Finally, someone has figured out the right title. Thank you, Kevin. I'm doing great.
Well, I know enough about organizations like that to know that you probably are a jack of all trades.
That's what executive director means. Yes, exactly.
So what's going on?
Oh, this is, if you go to no other symphony concert this year, or if you've never been to a symphony concert, this is the one to be at. Sunday, November 9th at 5 p.m., it's going to be the Symphony, Brazos Valley Chorale, Texas A&M Century Singers, the Blinn College Choir, and the Brenham Children's Chorus is even coming down from Brenham. We're going to be doing a humongous, be 400 people on stage. We're going to be doing the classic Carmina Burana.
Oh, wow.
And if you don't know it, you do know
it. Yeah, you've heard it.
Yeah, you've heard it a million times, and it's fantastic. And the words are all about love and drinking and gambling. So, you know, it's a great fun as well. So we're going to be doing that. But before that, something even I think people are going to be talking about as much or more than Carmina Burana, if that's if possible at all. Our world-class percussion section is doing a percussion piece that I heard it for the first time just a couple of months ago. And, you know, let me go listen to it. And I went, my jaw completely dropped. I thought, holy cow. But we've got the percussionists that can pull it off. And so that's going to be right before Carmina. So do not miss it. So that night's going to be just magical. And before then, we have a pre-concert talk. Lady Ann Thompson, she's with Houston Grand Opera. And I first met her when I noticed she had on a red shoe and a blue shoe. But that's Ann Thompson. She is hilarious. And she talks about the music.
That's certainly unusual.
Yeah, you know, she shows up, and one lady came and said, you realize that lady has on two different colors? She said, yeah, that's kind of Ann. That's her. She is just fun. So she tells you about the music and tells you all the little things behind it. And then at 5 o'clock, we have the concert. And then we all adjourn with the big guest artist to Napa Flats and have a fantastic time after the concert. So it's a whole evening. But you can get tickets. You can go to our website at bbso.org.
Okay.
Or you can go straight to the UNSC box office at 979-845-1234. Or call us if you just need more information at 696-6100. And this year we have a very, very special thing that has happened to us. We have an entire season sponsor, and that sponsor is St. Joseph. So we are extremely grateful to them. And just like a member of our community, St. Joseph, they're supporting another member of the community, the Brazos Valley Symphony.
So everything cranks up November the 9th for Carmina Burana.
Sunday, 5 o'clock.
And all the information one more time with the website?
Okay, bvso.org.
Thank you, ma'am, so very much. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Kevin.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:43 with KO Zach, and we're hanging out with Patrick Zeinert as well. And before we jump into being silly and goofy with the Infomaniacs, we'd like to remind you again, we're doing a really cool thing on Veterans Day, November the 11th. It's a Tuesday. And it's the 40-minute presentation of the Texas Aggies Go to War, the spectacular that they did from Beston. And if you haven't seen it, I think there's a copy of it floating around online. They did a premiere at Rudder, and everything else is just incredible. If you look at this compared to, oh, I don't know, say the Olympics or anything else. And one of the fascinating things in Beston is they actually, when the Aggies go to war, they celebrate Memorial Day when we do. Not Victory in Europe Day or not whatever the national holiday is in Belgium. They actually celebrate Memorial Day because of the number of Americans that were killed. They hang out American flags and they do all that to celebrate what Americans did to help them keep their freedom. Mm. And so they spent $700,000. We came up with another $700,000 on this end for the Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit that they're putting together in Beston. It's going to be there for a couple of years, and then they'll come back over. But to kick all this off, they did this gigantic Olympics meets a museum meets Cirque du Soleil thing that you can watch. And we've got free tickets for you. So if you'd like to go, it's you can call us up here at Bryan Broadcasting, 979-695-9595. You have to have the ticket. They're free. So you got to call and get the ticket. But
it's a lot cheaper than a ticket to Belgium.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Although that would be a lot more fun.
It would be fun.
Now, where in Belgium are they having it at?
The museum itself is in Beston, which was part of the Battle of the Bulge.
I really just wanted to hear you say that again.
Beston. But
so.
We've also, if you want to get them, you can email and ask for tickets that way as well. Tickets@BryanBroadcasting.com. Again, that's ticket@BryanBroadcasting.com. But I got a chance to visit with William Pena, and everybody called him Willie, but it just didn't seem appropriate for a guy that had a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star and the Croix de Guerre and several other, like the Royal Order of Belgium, just things of that nature.
You call that guy sir.
I called him whatever he wanted, but he was a super nice guy anyway. I think we're going to have some of that interview as we get a little closer to the date of this. But again, it's Veterans Day, November the 11th. It's on a Tuesday. And we'd love for you to go see it. It is absolutely something worth, and it's only 40 minutes long, so it's not like it's going to take a big chunk of your time. And what's better than popcorn and Aggie stuff?
Yeah.
Really nothing.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Zach and I, along with our very own Bill Oliver, have decided to throw our proverbial faces in the ring, and we're doing Movember.
Yeah, we are. I was making sure everybody was still on board with that, because I had initially mentioned it to you. And Bill hasn't shaved, though, yet, has he?
No, Bill says he's going to hang on to his and just not shave anything else.
Oh, he's doing No Shave November, which is different than Movember.
Yes. Bill's got to get on board there, buddy.
I, on the other hand, was not asked to participate because everyone knows I'm...
You can't grow facial hair.
And you were asked to participate, and you told me
what?
No.
When?
I was mentioning it to you.
And I probably said, ha-ha, nice joke.
What I mentioned...
Thanks for pointing out the obvious.
What I mentioned to Kevin was, or at least between me, him, and Bill... We got this thing in the bag. If we're going up against the other stations up here,
that's true.
You know, they all have a bunch of Frito can grow.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, he's pretty solid, at least on the
all
face.
All I have to do is go and wince up my face, and I've got a beard.
I come by it naturally. I've seen my father without a shirt on. It's not pretty.
Really. You had to go there.
I know what
you had to go there.
I know what's waiting me in my future. I'm going to look like Sasquatch.
There is a way to donate that we're going to try and get on our WTAW website, but it's on our sister stations, Candy 95,
and Maverick too.
Did you take a pre selfie?
I think I've got one somewhere. Yeah,
I've got one too. After I shaved. So
yeah, Adam Drake isn't doing so well in the facial hair category. He's actually got a Chia Pet Willy from Duck Dynasty that's doing better than he is.
Yeah, I noticed that. Well, as we've talked about beards now, that is like the thing.
Yeah.
All the stars have beards.
Sure.
The lumberjack look is in. Women like it, which is a big change because women, in survey after survey, they'd rather have a clean-shaven guy. 38% of women say that it is a turn off, while 82% of women say that a beard makes a guy look more masculine.
I've heard that. The same
sure,
thing with,
rub it you
know.
In.
Oh, you already got your...
Hey, you know, on the bright side, I don't have to shave but every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, you can rub it in now. Hi, WTAW.
Well, I'm not on the air, am I?
Yes, you are.
Okay, well, I didn't want to be.
Okay, well, hang on just a little bit. Call back in 12 minutes. Thank you for the call.
That's when we'll be off the air.
There you go. 80% it says make a guy look more masculine. 2 out of 3 women said they'd rather date a guy with a beard than one without.
Really?
which really surprised me.
You know, I got to thinking about this because facial hair is one of my favorite topics, okay? So I was sitting there thinking,
it's the only way a guy can accessorize, really. Sorry.
Who was the last president with facial hair? And I think Teddy Roosevelt was the last president that had facial hair.
You're absolutely right.
And you just don't see it. I mean,
there isn't one. Truman?
Right, but you never see a guy running for president that has, Herman Cain had a mustache.
Yep.
But I'm talking about like a serious contender. When was the last time we had a guy that had a goatee?
Because, I mean, you go back, FDR.
That FDR was clean shaven.
Eisenhower, Truman, all clean shaven.
Right.
Kennedy, Nixon, LBJ.
Well, Nixon didn't shave for the Checkers, but that's why he didn't win. That's
part
why
of the reason.
JFK,
that's absolutely
yeah.
right. No, none of them did.
No, you can't trust a guy with a beard. He's hiding secrets in there.
Like Andrew Garfield.
Four of five women say that a beard needs to look groomed, though. If it's too bushy and wild, they'll have nothing to do with a beard at all.
That's true.
Or from the sports side, Ryan Fitzpatrick's beard.
That's just...
Great Odin's beard.
That looks like a guy that just got off of Alaskan gold.
Yeah. I definitely have beard envy in that.
Not even kidding on that one. All right. Coming up next, how fast could you run a beer mile? We'll find out.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Here's City of College Station Council member John Nichols.
Do you know what that is? No. It is the sound of clean drinking water from a fountain. Did you know that your local public health department tests private water to keep you safe? Go to BrazosHealth.org for all the latest information on how to get your private water tested, immunization clinics, food handler permits, and much more. Brazos County Health Department, celebrating 75 years, helping all of the residents of Brazos County stay healthy and safe.
B-E-E-W-R-U-N, Beer Run. Remember that song?
B-E-E-W-R-U-N, Beer Run.
Wow, that was very... I was going to say Hank Jones, but that's not it. George Jones over here.
Hank Jones.
Hank Jones.
Hank Jones.
I'm just making people up now.
Yeah.
If you've never heard of the beer mile, it's because, you're more than likely a better person than I. If you have, sit back and smile as we share the glory with the rest of the world. The beer mile is a challenge that combines two popular things, running fast and chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Here's how it works. You chug a beer, run a quarter mile, and repeat until you've done the full mile.
Patrick, it's fun until you get competitive.
So that would be four beers to the mile then?
I do something a little similar called hashing. It's running in beer, but not necessarily at the same time. And it's certainly not... if you're too fast, you're actually called a racist, so...
We'll find out more about that in just a minute. I got to know more about this. The beer mile is a challenge that combines the two polar opposite things, running as fast as you can, chugging beer... How it works, you just do what you got to do. The beer mile is actually making some news now, though, because a 44-year-old mother of six just broke the women's beer mile world record by 13 seconds.
Jeez.
And goodness. She's from?
Florida.
Keep things weird, baby. Austin,
oh,
Texas.
Austin. Wow.
She ran the mile, chugged four beers in 6 minutes and 28 seconds.
That's a real Texas girl.
Previous woman's record was held since 1997 by a woman who did it in 6:42. The guy's record, held by a guy named James Nielsen.
Said it earlier this year, didn't he?
34 years old from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes and 57 seconds.
I really just give him props of running in a straight line if you know.
I just can't imagine
if you
how.
Run too far.
There is a race called Hotter Than Hell, and it's a bicycle race. They lie to you. It's supposed to be 100 miles. It's 104. It's in Wichita Falls in August. And when I went by the bank sign in my ride, it was 109.
No.
Not exaggerating. The last, and it's an unofficial stop, the last stop that you can make, because there are rest areas about every 10 miles, so you can refill your water or whatever. The last stop is sausage and beer.
Whoa, why? They don't like you?
I don't know, but literally you've been on the bike at this point for 90 plus miles on the same day in the Tour de France. That's nothing for me. That's a heck of a big deal. Nonetheless, I couldn't stop just smelling, because as you got closer, you could smell the grill.
And right.
there was nothing that I wanted of sausage and beer after that. I don't know how you'd run a mile drinking beer. And it would have to be extraordinarily light beer.
I was about to say, if you ate sausage and beer, you wouldn't have it in your system for very long.
I don't even like to run to the fridge for a timeout, let alone anything else.
Right.
8:53, coming up next. Have you ever had a brilliant idea and thought, I could make money with that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot of people have. They don't do anything about it. We'll share that next.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind. BB&T is there, firmly rooted in our community. For more than 140 years, we've been sharing financial knowledge with our clients, our neighbors, our friends. And that's how you can bank today. More informed and more confident in your decisions so you can move in a brighter financial direction. BB&T. Sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
So you think you're an inventor. So is everybody else. But according to this, you've come up with some genius solutions and never done anything about it. Generally following your beer mile, I might add. I'm guessing you come up with your best ideas after the beer mile. Nonetheless, there was a survey that 1 in 3 Americans say that they've come up with a brilliant idea, but only 1 in 10 ever do anything about it.
I haven't really come up with a brilliant idea. I've come up with lots of ideas, and I've decided that they're not worth my time.
Well, the cooler guy that put wheels on it was doing a beer mile.
Oh, really?
That's a brilliant invention. And it was some guy that finally followed through. And now how many people have coolers with wheels?
See, and I don't have follow through. I feel like I have a lot of great ideas, and I always feel validated because
eventually somebody else does.
In my adulthood, I've been validated, I want to say 5 times, with significantly important ideas. Now, granted, I didn't give them the idea. They came up with it independently. But I just said, So that was a really good idea. And I haven't found any way to identify those ahead of time so I can say, this one I should probably follow through on. Sort of like that no phone, a block of plastic for $6, and they raise $11,000.
Oh, I saw that.
It had a pet rock.
Had a mirror on it.
Yeah.
So you could,
you had to pay extra for the mirror so you could have instantaneous selfies. Yeah.
I didn't realize that they'd raised $11,000 already.
I really wish I could go back in time and just invent all the apps for phones. Just be, rich.
Well, you'd have to have programming skill for that.
Well, I'm just saying, I would have the idea, and then I could partner with somebody like Patrick, who could put it together for me, and then we would both be rich.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't be working in radio.
For those of you that have listened to the show for a while, you know that I love to go fishing, and more importantly, I love to take my daughter fishing. For me, it's a great way to sit down with my kid, and we have a nice time, and just kind of hang out fishing, because they really can't go anywhere when they're stuck with you in a boat. Well, this is a cool story. If you'll remember back in September, Mexico got hammered by a hurricane. Well, they do a thing called the Bisbee's Black and Blue Fishing Tournament in Cabo San Lucas. The cool thing is, because Cabo had taken such a big hit, they were having trouble getting people to come in and take part in the fishing tournament. So they slashed the entry fee in half. So somebody, on behalf of Casa Hogar, which is a place that provides food and shelter and education to 42 underprivileged boys, decided, we'll go ahead and pick up the tab for that. They won.
Oh, cool.
One of them caught a 385-pound marlin, one of these little kids, the biggest fish of the week, and won. Get this now. Understand, kid's homeless, lives in a shelter for catching the biggest fish, $258,000.
So does they put that in a trust for him and like get him a place to live?
It doesn't say how old. So, he could be 17 years old. Who knows?
Wow. That would be huge.
$258,000. He's an orphan. How cool is that?
That is awesome.
Coming up, we'll do Today in History for you here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:57.
Ivy Line Carpet One Floor and Home is having the biggest sale ever.
Enjoy savings up to 50% off beautiful new carpet and take advantage of special store-wide 12-month special financing. Plus, you can save up to 30% on select hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too.
Hurry, this big sale ends November 23rd.
Come see us today at Ivy Line Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Business owners, have you ever considered franchising? Franchising is not just about food. It's about all kinds of products and services. What is franchising? Franchising is simply a form of business by which the owner of a product or service obtains distribution via affiliated dealers. By franchising, you'll have a motivated owner in your locations around the world, not a lazy employee. By franchising, you don't need to raise money. Your franchisees pay you a franchise fee up front, plus royalties every month forever. Franchising is a $750 billion industry. Don't you owe it to yourself to look into franchising your business today? If you own a business and you want to expand, it's time you took a serious look at growth via franchising. Go to franchisedevelopmentgroup.com today and sign up for their upcoming free webinar. Sign up for a free webinar today at franchisedevelopmentgroup.com. That's franchisedevelopmentgroup.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today in history, in 1947, Meet the Press made its television debut.
Oh, cool.
This date in 1861, James Naismith did something kind of cool in Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He invented basketball.
Yep.
This date in 1995, Cleveland Browns owner Art Modell announced that he was going to move them to Baltimore. 1997, George W. Bush opened his presidential library right here at Texas A&M University.
Oh, wow.
On this date in history. Have a great rest of the day. We will see you back on the radio bright and early tomorrow morning. Thanks for spending your morning with us. We do appreciate it. Closing in on 9 o'clock, I'm Kevin O'Connor along with Zach and Patrick Zeinert on News Talk 1620 WTAW College Station. Brian.
Fox News Radio.